You're listening to Nerd Online Radio on nerdonline.com.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Nerd Online Radio, the show that brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on nerdonline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Community 2 Special Edition Podcast Volume 45. Tonight we have a show full of Joy Division. We're going to present Fields of Pharaoh with The Eternal, but we're going to start with The Importers and Atmosphere. Let's hear the original tune by Joy Division. This is Atmosphere.
Thank you.
That was Joy Division and Atmosphere. Now let's find out a little more about The Importers. Here's Jay to talk about it.
The Importers originally started with myself, Jay, and Mark, really, guitarist lad, that kind of using Atari ST and samplers got into kind of, you know, sort of hip-hoppy kind of breakbeaty beats, but over traditional song structures, you know. Because, you know, we obviously do believe in, like, you know, a song's got to have a hook and a tune, you know. Well, for us it has, anyway. So that's how we started. Over the years, well, over the last 4 years, anyway, we've got a fantastic drummer in Roman Krause, who's a bit of a legend, actually, and a fantastic bassist and keyboardist, Greg Floyd, who's really come in and pinned it down for us and made it possible for us to play live, really, which has been difficult in the past, obviously. It gives us new elements, but I don't think the songs are really they're not sacrificed to that either, which is a really positive thing for us, really. All our material before this Atmosphere cover has always been original. We really do love the process of writing music, Mark and I, and then what Roman and Greg can come in and add to really does take us to a bit of a new level, I feel, at the moment. And we're picking up a lot of airplay locally, and we're picking up now press both locally and nationally, which is really good, because we've only done a handful of gigs, really. So 2006, hopefully, which I'm sure every other band in the universe is going to say, it will be a good year for us. You know, we're going to plug away, we're going to get some gigs, and we're going to have it, really. So cheers for listening, all the best to you.
So let's hear an original song by The Importers. This is Washing Over.
They say that you're crazy, time is on. They say that you were lazy, now you've gone. Toss a man a lifeline, what's he do? Loss of faith in government, so what's new? They say that you were lonely, lost in space. They call you a phony, trash your place. Once in a lifetime, days go by. They know all about crime and how to lie. Don't waste your time. Leave what's mine, get on your way, leave me behind, don't be so kind, on your way, get on your way. Something's washing over me, taking me back home. When you land, look out of the window, flying high. Think about the lost ones, breathe a sigh. Once there was a woman that you loved, and though she gave you everything, it wasn't enough. You were not a kind man, and that's your fault. Better than a blind man, you can't be bold. Don't waste your time, leave what's mine. Get on your way, leave me behind. Don't be so kind, on your way, get on your way. Something's washing over me, taking me back home. When you've taken everything, you realize you're alone. You are crazy, time moves on. They say that you are lazy, now you've gone. Toss a man a lifeline, what to do. Lost faith in government, so what you? They say that you are lonely, lost in space. They call you a phony, trash your place. Once in a lifetime, days go by. They know all about crime and how to lie. Don't waste your time, believe what's mine. Get on your way, leave me behind. Don't be so kind, on your way, get on your way. Something's washing over me, taking me back home. When you take your everything, you realize you're alone.
Alright, that was Washing Over by The Importers. Here's Jay again to talk about their take on Atmosphere and the equipment they used to record it.
Okay, what The Importers really wanted to do with Atmosphere was to maybe bring it up to date a bit more in a way that it's been both produced and the equipment used making it, really. But what we didn't want to do, obviously, is take away that huge emotion that song brings to anybody, really, who's got a pair of ears, must be affected by it, particularly the first few bars, which still, and I've heard it probably thousands of times, makes my hair stand up, still listening to it. So we wanted to capture some of that in the way that we've used kind of very lush sounding strings and pads to achieve that. But also we've got the human elements in there of Roman Krauss doing a great job on the toms and other bits of percussion, really. And Greg, whose bass is both subtle but also pinning it down, which is really lovely. We're really happy the way it turned out. We sort of thought that it would be that if Joy Division was still around, or Ian was still around, and they were forming today, this is more of the kind of version that they would do. So there is programming in there of beats as well as live percussion, you know. And we really just wanted to give it a more contemporary feel, but try and keep the heart and soul, no pun intended. Maybe it was, I don't know. We really did want to keep the heart and soul to it, though, you know, because it's such a massive song. And I really do think that we have done it justice to a degree, really. And it's a live favourite when we play out as well, which kind of really convinced us to enter it for this. So the strengths are, to sum up for me, is the fact that it's still an emotive bit of music we've created, and it's got, you know, obviously more than a nod to the original structure wise but we've brought it up to date a bit more. So I hope people enjoy listening to it, because corny as it is, we have really enjoyed making it, and we love playing it out live as well. So thanks for listening. Regarding the equipment we used to create The Importers version of Atmosphere, varied stuff, really. We used a Roland V kit, which I suppose is akin to kind of Stephen Morris's, although we tend to MIDI ours up a bit more and use software programs like Battery and Groove Agent to give us a bit more flexibility over sounds. But they are all played in live and not too heavily quantized, either, to give them a bit of more of a live feel, because that is really where The Importers come from, of that mix of electronic, pinned down, kind of beaty music, but you've got this emotive kind of stuff going on over the top of it. So that was the percussion side, although there's also a couple of loops programmed by myself, who's Jay Sheridan, running there as well. Guitars, we use, Mark Curlin uses a Gibson, which is a lovely lovely sounding guitar. Not sure the mate, you'd have to ask him. I'm the techno boy of the band, I suppose, so not really my thing, although I record it. Greg the Floyd uses a PB bass, which is again a nice kind of low rumbling kind of sound, which we really do like to bring out on there. And from the electronic side, there's VSTIs in there, various ones, Korg Legacies, there's Garrett Orchestral Software in there, and there's an ARP VSTI. By that I mean a virtual instrument that we're using basically to sequence on Cubase, which I then mix and master on there as well. So that's how Atmosphere was recorded musically. With the vocals, that's through a lovely SE Electronics condenser mic, which I'm also doing this interview through now, which gives a really warm texture and really lovely for acoustic guitars and stuff as well. So that's how we recorded our track.
Here it is then, Atmosphere by The Importers. That was Atmosphere by The Importers. Find more information about them at myspace.com/TheImporters and of course on community.northernonline.com. Visit their profile, listen to the song again, leave a comment there, and if you like it enough, vote for it to be on the album. You have until May the 20th to do it, and you can vote up to 20 songs. Moving forward with the show, we find Fields of Forel. They are from the United States, but first we're going to hear the original version by Joy Division. This is The Eternal.
From the fence to the wall, explain, no action determined. Just watching the trees and the leaves as they fall.
Okay, that was The Eternal by Joy Division. Fils of Forel didn't send us an interview, so let's see what they tell us on the Community 2 profile. They were formed in 1999 by Aurelio Lang, Enrique Palacios and Nathan Slimane. They started recording their first ambient CD titled Age of Anxiety, and now they have an instrumental meditation CD called Fils of Forel. They are from San Antonio, United States, and now we are going to hear a song of them taken from their original site, fieldsofforel.com. This could be called five, although I don't know, it's five I letters together, so anyway, here it is, listen. Thank you. That was the song by Fields of Forel about their take on the Eternal. They chose it because they say they never heard anyone sing words like that, ever. They say it's the masterpiece of an ill poet. So let's check it out. This is The Eternal by Fields of Forel. Alright, that was The Eternal by Fields of Forel. Remember, you can go to community.newordernonline.com, visit their profile, listen to the song again. and if you like it enough, vote for it to be on the album. You have until May the 20th to do it, and you can choose up to 20 songs. When we count all the votes, the top 10 songs will win a spot on the Community 2 album. Okay, that was all for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. This was Almanzo, over and out. Cheers.
And this concludes tonight's Community Special on Northern Line Radio. See you all next time.